Well, hello, everyone, and welcome to another edition of the Midwest Hemp Council Weekly Podcast. I'm your host, Jason Dozier, and thanks for joining us again this week. On today's podcast, we'll hear from Dave Crable, the Communications Director for iHemp. That's the industrial hemp industry of Michigan. Dave will talk about next week's Hemp Expo in Lansing, Michigan, and why you should attend. So let's get started and find out what iHemp is all about. Dave, thanks for being with us today, and how are things in Michigan?
Fantastic. How are you doing, Jason?
Doing fantastic. Do appreciate you coming on the show and being with us. Our friends to the north there, and the reason, as we said, Dave, we've got you on the program, a big event coming up here next week, the Midwest iHemp Expo, and that's happening in Lansing, Michigan. You're the guy putting this thing on there with iHemp. Tell us all about it. What is the Midwest iHemp Expo all about?
Yeah, I appreciate that. So, you know, iHemp Michigan, you know, formed this year and held 9 events throughout the year, but the biggest event was about 120 people. And one of the greatest things we learned from this whole process of trying to work to put together resources to help farmers and growers is that we have a lot of resources within the community. And so we reached out, and we're putting on an industrial hemp trade show that has over 50 speakers, 77 exhibitors, and a ton of content so that we can be more prepared for the 2020 harvest than we were in 2019. I like to talk about 2019 as ready, fire, aim. You know, we struggled. You know, it was on Earth Day of 2019 when 52 of our members got their growers permit in Michigan, which I thought was kind of poetically cool.
Sure.
So we just got it kicked off, and we didn't know what seeds, what genetics, you know, the spacing, the nutrients. I mean, there are more questions than answers. You know, many people were reaching out, and at some of our events, we brought in people from the Carolinas and Canada and Kentucky, mm-hmm, and Colorado to talk from their experience, but it's all different when you're doing it. And unless you have not grown hemp, you don't understand how hemping is hard. You know, it's a lot of work to it to do it right. And so we wanted to make this one trade show to be the perfect mixture of education and resources to really prepare us for the 2020 harvest. So, and I'm excited how it's turned out. It's been a quite a journey, quite a learning experience putting on a trade show this large, but we have just great resources. I'm really excited for everyone to engage with the content we have set up.
Well, there's no better way to empower hemp farmers than to give them education and knowledge and information. And again, with over 50 speakers at this event in a 2-day, how are you fitting all those speakers in a 2-day event?
Yeah, so we have all these breakout rooms. So that's one of the challenges. Christy's one of our volunteers. She's been extremely helpful in this whole process. And so we're massaging the content right now. And printing out, and we're providing all of the all-access attendees an advanced look at this early next week of the schedule, because there's going to be 4 workshops going on at one time, and we're doing our very best not to overlap where someone might be wanting to follow a specific track. We're thinking it through, you know, and organizing the content so that, you know, there are going to be times when it's like you're going to want to be in 2 places at once. So what we're suggesting is that you bring a friend and then each friend take notes.
Mm-hmm.
So,
sure.
But, you know, of course, we have limited seating. We have capacity for about 300 people. And, you know, we just have, a dozen or so, a couple dozen at most, all-access passes available. So we're... you're probably going to sell out, but you know, we have that contents will be posted on the website probably by the end of this weekend. We have all the speakers on the website now, and yeah, mm-hmm, it's been a bit of a a puzzle to put all this together.
Well, it's a very impressive list. And before we get to some of the speakers, right now, as of this week, January 1st, people can still get tickets to go to the event, correct?
That is correct.
Okay. Yes. Okay, fantastic. So if you want tickets, you need to get those now. Best to get those by this weekend so you're locked in, ready to go for the 10th and 11th in Lansing, Michigan. And again, looking over some of the speakers you have there, I noticed Marguerite Bolt from Purdue University. Marguerite, very well known in the Indiana hemp circles. She's got a lot of information she can bring north to you.
Definitely. Yeah, we're very happy to have representatives, you know, through the Midwest Hemp Council. Rachel Berry from the Indiana Hemp Growers Association will be doing hempcrete demonstrations. Mm-hmm. Every couple of hours, she's going to be doing a demo mm-hmm. on hempcrete. So, and Marguerite Bolt from Purdue. Yeah, we've got an excellent lineup of people to learn from. Oh, and of course, a lot of MSU, Michigan State University folk.
And again, with the let's go back to the summer here a little bit. Talk about the hemp production in Michigan over this year, the first year of the Farm Bill. Obviously, everybody had a lot of growing pains. How do you grade it up there for last year? And how would you assess 2019 for Michigan hemp?
Oh man, that's a great question. So yeah, I'm an optimist. So I don't want to grade below a C, so I'm going to say a B, but we definitely have room for improvement. You know, there were some genetics that we jumped into that we shouldn't have. There were 550 growers in 990 locations that grew over 32,000 acres here in Michigan. So that's the other thing about the trade show is that this is an opportunity now we can, you know, you'd like to think we're totally done with harvest, but a lot of us, like myself, are still working through, okay, now we have oil, what's the next step? Mm-hmm. You know, it's because that whole supply chain is still being developed, and so all these things are being worked through, you know, this harvest, you know, but we're going to be able to share our knowledge and, you know, what worked and what didn't work. You know, this community has been great for that, so... Craig Van Buren, head of the testing lab, is going to share out some data from, you know, the different genetics, you know, what genetic produced what. You know, in particular, of course, this year is all about CBD. You know, there was very little hemp fiber or grain grown, but, you know, my partner and I have Michigan Blaine Bechtel. He did grow 70 acres of grain, but there wasn't... a lot of that grown this year.
And is there a reason there wasn't a lot grown this year?
It was financial. You know, everyone's looking at the shiny object in the room right now. If you're looking to grow, you know, an acre of grain, and we don't have any processors for grain. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm talking to a company that is setting up processing here in Southeast Michigan, you know, next year. But, you know, in the meantime, we do have a lot of CBD processors that have popped up, so and they're under development still. So that supply chain, just because of the economics of it, you know the projected, you know, crop yield, and you know it allows for more investment. So you know that's the shiny object in the room right now is the CBD, certainly, and I see that for the next couple of years as we develop up. You know, the other processing means, you know, to press the grain and to decorticate the fiber. You know, we need all those, you know, tools in place, you know, in order for us to grow that crop.
And Dave, with a lot of trials and tribulations that the farmers went through last year, and you said in Michigan there were 550 growers, do you expect more growers in 2020?
I do. I think some are going to fall off. I know I promised my wife I wouldn't commit to be involved in the labor of the group. but that doesn't mean I'm not going to be involved. You know, it's just I'm going to stay in my wheelhouse and help with the communications and promotion. And I set up a website, ihempharvest.com, that is a marketplace where farmers can, you know, list their crop. And you know, once we get, yeah, I have time to promote that a little more, get more product in there. We're going to, you know, put my energies into marketing for the farmers, because that's where I can truly help. I'll let the other guys grow. So I think more will grow, and then many of those that have grown this year are going to scale it up. You know, we have Formation Ag is coming to the show out of Colorado, and this is so cool, you know, to hear. He said he helped six guys mm-hmm. harvest 800 acres in 2 weeks with cool. his equipment.
Right.
You know, of CBD. And that's, you know, that's at scale. You know, that's, you know, when I look at what we did, you know, with my crew of about 12 on 1 acre, what it took physically to accomplish. And it's like, wow, that's pretty amazing. So, you know, we're seeing that, you know, production scale equipment coming online where we can harvest the plant without totally destroying it and getting it dried and getting it processed, you know, in some rather quick steps, you know, into the oil. You know, we need to work on that supply chain for selling oil, right?
Oh, absolutely. And certainly a learning process there. And again, guys like you, Dave, with iHemp are certainly, you know, putting your foot forward and helping the farmers out there to make this happen. Again, we've got the Midwest iHemp Expo coming up January 10th and 11th in Lansing, Michigan. As Dave said earlier, you can still get tickets. So if you're listening to this sometime early January, the first week of January, make sure and get your tickets as soon as possible so you can secure your spot there. Again, Dave Crable, the communications director for iHemp. Dave, anything else you can add to this? Reasons for people to get up to Lansing and get to the expo?
It's just a great community. You know, when we went down to Indianapolis at the crossroads, it was an even better feeling. You know, we went down to Franklin, Kentucky, and you know, I've been to a lot of different hemp industrial hemp events, and I've never walked away, you know, without a big smile on my face and making some new friends. So we look forward to seeing everyone in Lansing, Michigan, because everyone wants to be in Lansing, Michigan on January 10th.
Well,
of course. But one more, if I could mention this too, we do have sure. a block of rooms at the Radisson, which is connected by a heated walkway from the Radisson to the convention center. So you can wear your flip-flops and shorts. That's okay.
Fantastic. And again, where can they go, Dave, to get more information?
MidwestIHempExpo.com.
All right, and they can also go to iHemp.com.
iHempMichigan.com is our main website, yep. So
okay.
That's all linked up there.
Okay, and of course, we'll link that to the Midwest Hemp Council site as well so people can get there without any problems. And Dave, once again, I'll let you go. I know you've got a lot on your plate, a lot to get ready for next week. And with over 50 speakers there, certainly should be a great event. And we hope you the best of luck to you for that.
Thanks so much.
Thanks, Dave. And that's going to do it for our show this week. If you'd like more information about the Midwest Hemp Council, go to our website, MidwestHempCouncil.com, to find out how you can get involved and become a member. We'd also like to thank our sponsor, the Bose Public Affairs Group at Bose McKinney & Evans. And we want to thank you for tuning in. And remember to tell a friend about the Midwest Hemp Council Weekly Podcast. I'm your host, Jason Dozier. We'll see you next week, everybody.